learned a fact the other day that I've still been kind of wrestling with, and I have to make you all suffer with me, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's one of those. So what it is, essentially, it takes a bit of an explanation, but you'll kind of get it when I start to explain it. So when you remember something, you're not remembering the original time you experienced it. You're remembering the last time you remembered it. Okay? So the way it works is like this. If you went to a concert on Friday, and then Saturday, you're telling your friend about it. You're remembering, as you're explaining it, you're remembering the day before when you experienced it the first time.
Okay.
And then Sunday, when you go see your mom, and then you're telling her about the concert too, you're not remembering Friday. You're remembering Saturday when you talked about it last, when you remembered it last time. So you're never remembering the original moment. You're remembering the last time you remembered something.
Okay, but how do you, like, scientifically prove that?
I was about to say, that sounds
so
like shit.
So the reason the way this is explained, let me say that, is that details get missed because when we try to, like, recollect something, we lose a little bit of detail here or there. It's sort of like how, you know, like if you try to, like, remember what happened in a dream and you can, like, never remember it fully, so you kind of fill in some details. And, like, that's what happens, is that, like, you don't remember a dream perfectly, but you kind of get the idea of something, so you just sort of fill it in. And so, like, it doesn't really matter, ultimately. You know, if you go experience a concert, you can probably talk about it 5 years later, no problem. However, some of those details will start to get muddled, and you'll start to lose some stuff. And in, like, 70 years, when you go and talk about that concert you went to, you're going to be like, I don't remember the band that opened up for them. And I think they played this song. Oh man, what year did that come out? And like, because then that's the album they would have been playing. And that, like, that freaks me out. That freaks me out to think that, like, the cool concerts and the cool memories that I have and, like, all the experiences that, like, 70 years, I'm like, am I not gonna remember those? Am I not gonna feel the same way? Terrifies me.
So what I'm saying, officer, is there's a good reason why I don't remember what he looked like.
All I'm thinking, Jake, is this is an excuse for you to go, you know what, I don't want to, you know, forget. So this is why I'm bringing my iPad to record the entire concert in front of people. I'm afraid of forgetting, so...
I'll never forget if it's preserved perfectly.
On my 8.5x12 iPad. Hope no one it matters to anyone.
Man, I'm really happy I'm getting this shot while everybody else is getting the shot of my iPad.
The back of it.
In their picture.
Like, the amount of concerts I've been to, and then I remember always seeing one person doing that shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I want someone to slap that thing out of their hands so fast.
There was a thing recently. This must have been, like, after July 4th or something, but, like, it was a video of, like, this woman is, like, watching the fireworks go off, and they're beautiful and they're amazing, and she looks over and she sees one person recording, and then she looks over, sees another person taking a picture, and then she has her phone out, and then she's like, no, I'm gonna just experience it, and she just, like, puts the phone down, and I'm like, yeah, that's also the reason why I stopped recording fireworks, because... I'm not.
Nobody watches the back recording.
Yeah,
of fire.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no, nobody does.
Like, if that's on someone's, like, Instagram or something, tap 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 tap.
Yeah,
skip,
yeah.
Skip skip skip. Yeah, no way. Am I watching fireworks through your phone?
Yeah. Although I will say,
laser show.
Those are cool. But I was gonna say, Mark showed me a video a long time ago now. But somebody drove, like, or they flew a drone, like, through fireworks. That was cool. That was, like, the one time that, like, I think you would ever, like, see fireworks, you know, like, that close to be.
Yeah, but never.
You'll never see that naturally.
So. Right, exactly, yeah.
That's true. But does the drone really remember the fireworks as they were?
True.
Or is you're just getting a retelling of the drone's remembrance of the fireworks?
I recorded the fireworks this year because Rebecca wasn't there, and she watched them, and then she also posted them. But she made a cool post about it, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I feel like it's, like, if, you know, sentimental and stuff, it's one thing. But if you're just like, oh, this is, like, some random person I follow, I'm not going to watch fireworks.
Look, I'm doing it for the gram. Or for the toctics or whatever.
The toctics.
Her post was something about, like, still being cool to be patriotic, but even though we're going through fascism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, brother. Deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I remember. That sounds kind of familiar.
But, yeah, so, anyway, reading that, it just made me go, oh, man, my brain's going to go at some point.
It's just, yeah, you know.
It's going to go.
Growing up, we lived in a couple of different houses, and very recently we had all of the oldest kids from my family in a family gathering. We started talking about our old houses, and me and my brother realized that throughout the years of just talking and reliving stories, we had completely flipped two of the houses we had lived at. We flipped the New Hampshire house and the second Pennsylvania house completely in our memories. We had them in the wrong positions. And our two sisters were just, who are both like 3 and 5 years older than us, just like, no, you guys are completely wrong. And we were like, no, we're not. So our oldest sister literally texted our mom and was like, was this house in New Hampshire? She's like, no, you idiots. We're like, aw.
Yeah, but you lived in New Hampshire?
I didn't know that.
Short amount of time, yes,
I we lived no in New idea. Hampshire.
Wow.
It wasn't even like a full year.
Hmm.
Whoa.
And I remember very little about it, except the snow was above my little head.
Aw, that's cute.
Thanks.
So it was probably like 5 feet tall.
5 feet, yeah, 5.5 feet tall.
Yeah, he was like probably 8. I don't know.
Is anybody else having an existential crisis like I am, or just me?
Just you.
No, I figure I've at least got a couple years for that.
Yeah, John has to wait for a bit, and then he'll suffer through it.
I don't like really remember things, so nothing to lose.
Yeah, I already don't remember anything. I don't even have dreams. Even if I do, I don't remember them.
Mary,
I'm just living day to day.
My wife asks me all the time. She's just like, "Oh man, I had this crazy dream. What did you dream about?" I was like, "Nothing." It was awesome.
Yep.
Oh man, I need to call up Mary and ask her one of her latest dreams. I love listening to her. Buck wild dreams.
Like, oh yeah, yeah. Yes. They're, those are always funny. Yeah,
but like intricate details. Like I think she could go on for like 30 minutes per dream, easy.
Well, I mean, depending on how many times she's talked to me about them, she probably won't remember them by the time she gets to you.
See, that's the thing. That's the problem.
See, it would just be a memory of a memory of a memory. I mean, at this point,
a memory of a dream of a dream of a memory.
Oh, that's a good book right there.
All just remember, today next is time yesterday she talks is to tomorrow. Me,
next time she talks to me about her dreams, I'll record them on an iPad for you.
There you go.
I definitely tell old stories, like, all the time from my, like, past, and I, like, know that the details I'm telling are wrong, but I just, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to remember how it really happened, but I think it was close to this, so I just tell it. I feel like that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I think that's why we got to stay sharp. We got to keep our minds sharp. Got to make sure that we're ever aware of our surroundings, and you know, make sure we just keep the old gray matter up here. We're working strong.
Yep, so that's our commitment to our listeners, that we will go until we die.
Yes, yes. I'm going to go until my brain will not fail. My body probably will, but my brain will not. I'm going to make sure of it.
We just have to make sure we coordinate all our retirements so we end up in the same 55-plus retirement community.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if we're all old and senile trying to play tabletop role-playing games? We're like,
we'll still get just as many rules wrong.
Yeah. or we'll sit down and be like, all right, cool. We're playing Pathfinder, right? Like, no, man, we're playing Lancer. Damn it.
No. We went back to 3.5.
Why did we do that? I don't remember. I don't remember why we did this.
Somebody's playing a wizard. Somebody's playing a giant mech.
Hey. Somebody's playing a mech wizard.
Is that possible in that game?
Mech wizard. Fuck yeah, it is. Now it is.
I mean, dude, combining magic and space stuff is like always fun. And I think if we're old and senile, it will go a lot smoother.
But the minds be Kel, freer.
Yeah, exactly. Kel, you and I were talking recently. We were on the road somewhere, and we were talking about having like magic in space combat for like Starfinder Second Edition. Mm-hmm. And like, the more I think about it, I'm like, God, it's gonna be so cool. It's gonna be so much fun to just like be a super high level wizard in like a spaceship combat. Oh my God, this is gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to play some Starfinder.
Summon black hole, like, yeah, or some shit. You're just like, bam.
Want to see just like artillery level disintegration ray come out from something on a ship?
He just pumps the spell into a turret that enhances it even more and just gets launched out.
Yeah, I mean,
that right there would be amazing.
God, that's just so much fun. I love it. Well, hopefully you guys remember what happened last episode. You guys laid a smackdown, the complete smackdown on these Scarlet Triad agents. First off, I want to say very cool and very creepy creature that Mark brought out. A fear dragon? No, it was called
Despair Dragon, I believe.
Despair Dragon, yes.
It's the most Mark creature I've ever seen.
I love it. Yeah. Creepier as possible, I love it.
Yeah, I love the new, all the different dragons that they like released in the new Dragon Codex. They just have like so many fun ones. But Medley and I were just going through all of them, and they're just some insane ones. And that was one of the ones that I was just like, "Yeah, like, what freak made this?
Who at Paizo did this?
Yeah, which one of you did that to me?" We ended with Ambrose. It comes to your turn, and the two agents had looked at each other and gave a knowing nod before one of them turned to the door on the north. It's a set of stairs, but she turned to that, and it is very clear she's going to be taking that.
Yeah, so I hate to do it because I really wish I could work with that, unfortunately, but Ambrose doesn't he's been in the same position the entire damn fight at this point. He has no idea where the hell this exit is. He doesn't see the layout of this room. He only technically at this point sees the one triad member. So unfortunately,
do you share senses with
I have
Luca?
To use an action.
Okay. Yeah, it's more of an active thing.
Because I had something planned, and then I realized I can't do it, because that would be metagaming way too goddamn much at this point. Because I see it, Luca sees it, but Ambrose doesn't.
Right.
So, instead, Ambrose, I mean, and also this kind of canonically fits, he's, the Despair Dragon's gone, his head's reeling a bit, but he's still going to share senses, and all he sees is this one, and he just kind of comes out of the
the hallway that you guys were filtered in.
He's going to move past, or say, because I mean, like, from this angle, Luca, get her, and going to share actions work together. God, move, please move. But this time, he's just going to do a 2 and 2.
Okay.
So, actually, Ambrose is going to come out here. Okay, why isn't he? Oh, there he goes. And Luca is going to run up and kind of, like, intercept this one.
Okay.
With one action. So,
all right, so yeah, so he's standing in between the two of them.
Oh yeah, it's like the worst possible thing I could do. But at this point, he sees now that the other one's going to go. But at this point, he can reactive strike. Both of them, if needed.
Gotcha. Yep.
And so, Ambrose is going to then use boost Eidolon on him, and Luca is going to swing down at this one. What is they inflicted with, actually?
The one just south of you is drained.
Drained? Oh, perfect.
I don't remember from what, but yeah. Oh, that was your enervate, Kel.
So what?
She still has her drain from being enervated.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay, not bad. 38, the hit.
That is a hit.
Okay. and that is 31 points of damage.
31. Got it.
Yep, and that is it for his turn.
Okay. Garn.
All right, Garn is picking up on the people eyeing the walkway there,
mm-hmm.
and thankfully it is not a very wide walkway.
No, it's not even 5 feet, it looks like on the map.
Not even 5 feet. Unfortunately, though, he's got these stubby little dwarf legs, and he has to use two actions to block it.
Okay.
And with his... Oh, shoot. I'm trying to remember. I think I have the Victor's Crown active right now, which sucks because my weapon does not get the extra reach.
Gotcha.
So I think instead I am going to ready an action that when someone gets within striking distance, I strike.
Okay.
So this is trying to like work around the, you know, if they step, then they
avoid
the attack of opportunity sort of thing.
Yep.
So like either way, I should be able to get a hit off them if they get close by. And as I just, you know, roll up here, I just say, there's no way out for the likes of you. You all will suffer greatly by our hands, and you will learn mistakes. You will learn that the choices you have made have cost you as great a price as they can. Stands ground. Ends his turn. And I need to roll for some poison or take some poison.
Oh, yes. The poison.
Oh, yes. The poison.
Garn's poison.
The poison especially for Garn.
Wouldn't it be funny if you found win their inventory and they just had the purple worm poison vials and just said for Garn?
For Garn. Okay. So, as you all know, our amazing dice sponsor, Black Oak Workshop, whose tagline is "Where Dice Are Treasure," they travel to many conventions across the U.S. of A.
Oh, yeah.
So if you find yourself at a convention for tabletop gaming, look out for Black Oak Workshop. Tell them that the DPS sent you, and by golly, Craig is such a generous guy, he might even give you a dice for free. Now, don't put my name on that claim, but he might, because he's just that generous, and he's amazing.
Pray to the dice gods.
Pray to the dice gods. And the reason why I'm being so glowing at my recommendation is because I did get a natty 16 on the die.
Well, there so, it is.
So that is going to be a total of 37.
That is a success.
Just a success. Okay. So I go down to stage two.
Stage two, so that is going to be 19 points of poison damage.
All right.
And you're still enfeebled two.
Yep.
Yeah, this says enfeebled two for one round, but like it's going to be
until it gets evicted from my system and then
exactly.
It's
yeah.
Like, you technically take stage three damage, then you go down a stage.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Well, give me some more damage.
All right. Let's see. I'll add another 2d6 on there, so I don't have to roll all that.
Yikes!
Again. See, an additional 10.
Right. You know, it's so wild that I Garn is at the point like of being such a high level that even though he has purple worm poison coursing through his veins, and he could spend actions to try to cure it, blocking them from going up is a higher priority.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So after your turn, it comes to Sandor.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I had a plan, and then. Somebody stepped in the stairway.
Just wall him off anyway.
I'm not going to lie, I'm considering it.
Cast him off.
Because it'd be really funny.
It would be so funny.
Gar goes, oh, that is a good plan.
Just hear someone knocking on the wall from behind and vomiting. All the poison.
He's just keeling over and you're like, well, can't get to him.
What are the chances that Luke could dodge a lightning bolt?
Pretty good, actually.
I love it when spellcasters intentionally put allies in harm. I don't know why. It's just such a fun thing. Like, why not?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, Sandor is kind of just like, eh, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
He doesn't Lightning have a soul. What?
Yeah, so I was either going to use Wall of Force to just block the stairway off, but, you know, I'll let Garn be heroic, whatever.
Okay.
I'll let Garn.
I'll let Garn do his thing. Okay.
So Lightning Bolt fires right through all three of them.
Okay. Let me go ahead and do reflex saves.
Come on.
First one got a natural one.
Hey, let's
wait,
go.
Oh, right. Luca does not have to roll from where you are. You can create a ray that hits just the two of them, see?
I'm looking up a spell real quick. Go ahead. Yes. Hell yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
Sick.
All right. And the other one got a 29.
Okay, that's a fail.
Okay, oh so critical fail and a regular fail.
Do-do-do, getting up my dice roller, because that's too many dice.
The natural one's gonna fucking die. Wow.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, probably. Unless he rolls real poop, but...
I mean, if he rolled real poop over the internet, honestly, it'd be kind of miraculous.
You know, people should roll more poop over AI.
Here to hear first. We are pro rolling poop over the internet. Here on the DPS.
Of course we are.
So a question. For the one that failed.
Yeah.
Just failed. 33 points of damage.
Okay.
That's going to be 66 on the crit fail.
Okay, so 33 for you. And 66 is more than enough to kill her, so she collapses to the floor, and she's dead.
On top, I just see this lightning bolt passing through Luca, and it's just like, at first, it just kind of like looks at him like, holy shit, like that was like precision based.
Yeah.
So close to his head.
Okay. After that, it comes to the Scarlet Triad agent. So she's slowed one, but I don't know if that ends now or if that will end at the end of this turn. Like if
you just slowed for this turn, so
oh, okay,
you
okay,
have
okay.
Two actions.
All right, so I have two actions. So in which case, she will take a step.
Reaction.
And activates my attack. No, step. So your reaction doesn't trigger from mine.
Exactly.
Does.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Tim was very smart in readying the action.
Yep. All right. Black Oak Workshop. Just one nat 20 in the battle so far. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay, I'll take a 14 on the die for a 38.
That'll hit.
And I'm going to be rolling my Fairy D8 from Black Earth Workshop.
That's right, you're enfeebled. Okay, because I thought...
Yeah. So, like, I think my damage goes down. Like, it's some awful business. Hey, okay, that's... I rolled well. 18 points of damage.
18.
Come on.
She has been barely touched. Like before that lightning bolt, she was still in the green.
Got
I'm
it.
Pretty sure the only thing that hit her was my. Or actually, did I miss with her on the chromatic ray?
Oh.
I think that might have been the one that missed her. But she had not been as touched as the other ones. And then she is going to try to do a acrobatics to roll around you.
Should have just walled you off.
So this is going to be a 30 against, I believe it's Dex?
It's reflex, isn't it?
42 DC, I think.
Oh, it is the 42, you're right, yeah.
So you got a 30?
Yeah.
That is not enough.
Okay, definitely not.
Hell yeah, I figured out. I didn't need a wall, we already got a wall.
And because she only had two actions, that's all she can do.
She can't get past his lumpy body.
Yeah. Oh my god, his body perfectly fits into this rocky crevice.
It's amorphous, it just keeps moving.
This hole, it was made for me. This is my hole.
This is my hole. Okay. After her turn, it comes to Kezra.
Kezra pulls the sparkling, flaming claw out of the dead triad, just turns, bloodlust in his eye, and just charges this one.
Okay.
Yes. Are you going to flank?
Yep.
All right.
All right, let's do it. Come on, good roll. Not good roll. 30.
30 exactly hits.
Nice. All right.
Here come all them D6s.
Yep, being off guard helps. So you should thank him for telling you to get in flank.
Poor rolling. So only 15 damage.
Okay.
Or no, sorry. Plus 17 damage.
Oh, that would be additional two.
I am raging.
Yes. Okay. Ambrose.
Okay. So Ambrose is going to take an act.
I have two actions. Oh, no.
Nope, sorry.
There you go.
Unless flanking got me too far. I was here. Oh, yeah, I'm good. That's another attack.
Okay.
Yes.
Glad we did a U-turn for that. All right, Ambrose, your turn.
Before that, could I actually get the benefits of my runes? Because I was looking at the wrong weapon. I forgot to add my D4 of spirit and my D6 of force.
Oh, my God.
I still have the old Morningstar of Milani on there, you know? So I just forgot to take it off.
All right, Ambrose, take your turn, and then Tim, while he's taking his turn, you can roll those dice and tell me at the end.
Seven damage. Yeah.
it could have changed the entire turn for me.
It could have changed the entire turn. All right, anyway.
That's what I'm saying. It could have gone down.
Could die. Okay. So, it's going to split the turn again. This time, Ambrose is going to, he's going to target her. Just go.
Okay.
And go... And who gave you permission to leave? You're only here to die. And he is going to do intimidation on her, because he never did on her, so...
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
fucking God.
Oh, no.
That's a 45.
Jesus.
That's a 19 on the die. When she sees him, I will just put it out, the bottom half of his face looks like it's like a devil's jaw. He is wearing something that amplifies his intimidation.
Okay. So, you said, what was your total again?
45. That was 19.
If there was a double crit, that would be it. She is frightened too.
He didn't target her before.
Frightened too.
Yep. And Luca is, and he's also going to cast same thing. Boost Eidolon on Luca. Luca is going to move up with one action and strike out with one action.
Okay. She is surrounded on all sides, so...
Oh my God. That's a fucking natural 20.
Oh my... Yeah, it is. Jeez.
God damn it. All right. Awesome. Awesome. I love it, though.
Are you stabbing her or slashing her?
Slashing.
Bad parry. The target must succeed at a reflex save or drop one of its weapons.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, let's see. You can see.
Cut her sword out of her hand.
A 36 total. So I believe it'll be a success.
Yeah.
So you go up and she tries to tries to parry it, but you just carve right through and just bing and just almost knocks the sword out of her hand.
Mm-hmm.
So still deal damage though.
Double damn, right?
Yep.
Still double damn. Okay. Oh my God. That is. It's like one of those rolls that I'm looking at the dice. I'm like, okay, 3, 5, 1, 5. So, 44 plus boost Eidolon. So that's. Shit. I think that's double that. So that's. Shit. Hold on. Boost Eidolon, it's 44 damage right now. And then Boost Eidolon, it doubles 2 times the amount of that, so that's extra 8 damage. So it's 52 points of damage.
Damn! Okay. Alright, she's holding on. She's holding on.
Shocked.
I know. Well, Garn, maybe you can do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn.
Yep. I still have the Eminence and the Victor's Wreath. So I think I'm going to spend an action to shift it into the Titan's Breaker.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it all on fracturing a mountain with my last two actions. So my spirit is so dense that it's taking a tangible form around my weapon as I attempt to bring it down. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Black Oak Workshop. That is a 39.
That is definitely going to be a hit.
This is so much freaking damage. 4 plus an extra weapon damage. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because she is flat-footed or off-guard as well. Because I just have frightened on there. I didn't put off-guard. Okay. What was your total?
39.
That is a crit.
Let's go.
Frightened and off-guard stack, apparently.
Just so. Freaking way.
I mean, it makes sense.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's 6 spirit damage per weapon die, and then 2 extra dice. So that's 12.
So much.
So 12, and then 48. Okay. No, that's the only thing that's really hard about this class is just so much damage.
There's one bad thing I gotta say about the class is you gotta have a lot of dice. You just have so much damage.
So, like, whenever someone says, oh, you don't need more dice, you don't need another dice set, that's why you play Pathfinder.
Yeah, completely false.
Exemplar. Yeah. Yeah, pick Exemplar and then you crit. So that is 52 points of damage.
She had 30 left. So please describe your kill.
A regular hit would not have killed her.
Yeah,
because it was 52 after the crit. So you see this weapon that is infused with the spark of the divine. You see, like, there's the shimmering of the force that is now imbued. And there's that little bit of that holy symbol of Torag is glowing brightly as I just absolutely just, like, whack her sideways. And she literally, like, gets hit so hard, like, at an angle on the ground that, like, she skirts across between Luca and Kezra. And brings up chunks of the ground with her.
Ooh.
That's how hard she's just getting crushed through because I'm literally fracturing a mountain.
as you peel your warhammer up, you can tell that there's you're not sure there's bones left.
Yeah, powder.
Yeah, just dust. Mm-hmm. So you're purple worm poison.
Oh yeah. Still poisoned.
This does not go away.
Alright, so I take the damage for stage 2 first. Which is
that'll be 68. Where is it? There it is. I found it. 20.
Yeah, sorry, I laughed because Mark put the best gif in our chat.
I was thinking that immediately. Like, as soon as you said hit her on the side, I was like, oh, that scene. Yes.
I'm going to use my Central Gaming Core D20 to try to shake the poison. Ooh, I don't know if it's going to be a crit. It's such a good roll, but it's not a nat 20. It's a 39.
Not a crit. So you go to stage 1.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I guess, I think, if no one wants to do anything, I could pull up my Marvelous Medicines to try to kick it, and then I get the free check at the end of my turn as well. So that would just give me a counteract check with a modifier of 21 against the poison. So let me just try that Marvelous Medicines, and then, you know, worst case scenario, I just have to make it safe. I'm just trying not to take any damage.
No, yeah, I got it. Gotcha.
Nat 20.
Well, there it is.
Nat 20, yep.
There it is.
Marvelous Medicines, let's go.
All right. Okay, so you guys are able to, combat is finished, obviously, and Garn, you're no longer vomiting up venom.
All right, I'm gonna start searching bodies, seeing if they got anything good on them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they each have, as you go through all their stuff, they have leather armor, the blowgun, the rapier. They use their poisons, they use their purple worm poisons, but they do have, you do find two more uses of another type of poison that apparently was on top of their, or that they had ready, I should say.
Can I make a crafting check?
Yeah.
Ah, damn. Okay, that's only a 7 on the die. My crafting's really good, though.
You'll probably get it.
But, we'll see. That's only a 28 with a 7 on the die. That's unfortunate.
Still more than enough. This is nice. Something called lethargy poison.
This is what they had in the quarry, wasn't it?
Similar. No, that was the thing that made you stupefied, the things you found there. However, lethargy poison is commonly used in hit-and-run tactics by drow and others who want their victims alive. The ambusher retreats until the poison sets in and the victim falls unconscious.
Whoa.
Further exposure to lethargy poison does not require the target to attempt additional saving throws. Only failing a saving throw against an ongoing exposure can progress its stage. So you guys have not had to encounter this one yet. But you realize that this is what their darts have been laced with.
I guess that's how they're getting people back alive.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I guess Sandal would know this pretty well.
It's right? their roofie. It's their roofies.
Yeah. Essentially what it is.
And then they have manacles, and then I think that's it.
So you said did you say they had rapiers or anything like that?
Yes. Yeah, they have, they have +1 blowgun, +1 striking rapier, +1 resilient leather armor. I don't know if anybody else uses armor. No. And then, yeah. So, but they each have the blowgun, rapier, and leather armor on.
Got it.
Along with the manacles.
All right. Do we hear anything from the stair?
No. It goes on for a bit. So it looks like it starts to like wind as well. You wouldn't be able to hear too much. It's not like a straight stairway.
Did anyone take? I know I took a pretty chunky hit. Did anyone else take hits?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. No.
Whoa. Okay. So
I took a little bit, but I'm basically full health, so I don't even need healing.
I need to heal myself, and I can heal like two. You know, I think it's up to 5 people at once. So let me just do a medicine check to try to.
I can bring. I'll bring the despair dragon so you can heal him again.
No, don't.
Please.
Wait. Do you have to conjure images of beautiful Garn in order to heal me?
No. This is bandages.
Can I make a will save?
these are just bandages with Garn's face on them.
Yes.
Totally different.
It's like in one he's doing the peace sign, the other he's doing like the little heart with the two fingers, you know.
And they're all like chibi versions of him.
Yes. I got these specially made when we were in town.
It's like, you want your face on bandages? What?
That way, it's almost like advertising. You know, I'm trying to build back my clientele. So that's 41 healing for you and I, Kel.
Jeez.
What?
41 healing.
Cool, I was down 6.
Oh, wow.
Alright, that was 10 minutes, and I'm gonna take another 10 minutes. I must have again.
Okay. You guys do notice that, the grate here in the center of the room does just have a thing of magma running under it.
Like it's a stream or it's a pit?
No, a river of magma.
Oh my god.
So about 50 feet down from the floor into this pit, and it's just a river of magma.
I guess we pushed our bodies in there.
Huh. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, you could. You'd have to. It is locked, but I imagine your thievery is pretty good.
So. Yeah, it's good enough. I mean, yeah. Just get rid of the bodies at least.
Sure. Go ahead and roll thievery. Let's see if you can. It's a decent lock, but we'll see.
It's a decent lock. I've stolen the alcohol from my father's cabinet before. I'm good. 28 though.
Not enough, yeah. Actually. Oh. You think you played Oblivion? You know how like when you get to the last one, and then the pick breaks, and then it resets the whole thing.
I'm close.
You're like, God dang it!
I'm close.
My thievery is plus 19. I could give it a try.
Oh shit!
Wow. Okay, Sandor.
I mean, I probably know my way around locks. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Seventeen on the die.
Dang.
So 36.
Yeah. So yeah, success. So you, Ambrose tries and his hand gets a cramp and he's like, ah. And you're like, oh wait, I got it.
Arthritis.
So you.
Old man.
First my memory, now the arthritis.
You're able to open this up, and then you open it. Like I said, it's just like it must feel like. Terrifying in a way that, like, not only is it a 50-foot drop, it's a 50-foot drop into a river of magma.
All right, on three, everybody at the same time. While just holding them by their ankles.
Logo!
You drop them down, and they immediately, they sizzle, and then they're just gone, because it's just the flowing river just...
So since this is, I'm only remembering a memory of the last one.
Ah.
What was the description of this room? Like, what is the use? Is there a specific, like, use for this room? Or is it just a room with a fucking magma pit in it?
I don't know if I read the first one. So, this room is dimly lit. The sole source of light coming from below a metal grate at the center of the room. The ceiling rises to a height of 30 feet above. All shelves stacked with supplies sit against the walls. A flight of stone stairs lead upward to the northeast. You're not. If you want to make me like a society roll or something like that, you know, to see like what it could have been used for.
I imagine this is just a, you know, underdark version of a paper shredder, but let's see.
trash disposal.
Yeah. 32.
You're exactly correct. It literally says verbatim, this pit was originally intended to be a garbage incinerator.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so like with the there's like let's see, there's a bunch of shelves and everything on the wall, so like if they had to trash stuff, they could just toss it.
Wow.
Is there stuff on the shelves?
It's
trash?
Non-perishable supplies and provisions. Oh. So it just looks like rice, grain, you know, potatoes.
Wow, so the incinerator and storage.
Right.
Whoa, I mean, like, if they're doing, like, a whole operation here, should we just dump all their dry goods down? Like, if we have to leave and come back, like, yeah, make them starve.
Just starve your enemies out.
They already know we're here, so I think Garn's just gonna start schleffing their dry goods in the lava pit too. Because like, screw that.
They're like, wait, is there popcorn? And then you just throw it in there and just see what happens.
or we can just put all the lethargy poison in the food. Or purple worm venom. Poison out of the food.
Bro, this food is so spicy.
We'll put both poison in them so they'll just fall asleep as they're dying.
It's just straight up. Like, man, we're just putting a whole bunch of melatonin in these food.
Kesra, have you? It almost sounds like you've done this before.
Sounds like you poisons wells of villages or something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So do you think, are y'all good with me spending one more 10 minutes block to heal myself?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, go for it. All we need you up.
Wow, I just hit the DC because I go for the master DC, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I rolled low. I only need a 6, and I rolled a 6. 10. This should be enough. 40 HP. Yup.
Nice. You only need a 6 to hit the master DC? Sick.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. So I'm awful. Everyone's awful. Spell wise, I mean, I don't have spells, so I'm good to keep going.
We're good. Let's go.
Sick.
Up and up we go.
Let me bring you over to the next one.
Oh boy.
I'm going to. Oh, I got to put
perception checks.
Sorry.
Yeah, if you want to make perception checks as you're going up, you are more than welcome to do that.
I think that is wise. I'll be walking half speed with my shield raised.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm detecting magic as I go.
Yep, leading the way. Now that I'm the muscle, officially.
I'm also not paying attention either.
I'm not either. Oh my god.
So the room you come up into is quite tight. What'd you guys get in perception as you were perceiving on your way up?
I got a 31.
Okay.
34.
22.
Oh, look at you guys.
Spell buddies.
I'm still reeling from the dragon, so.
We're partners and not paying attention.
The two dwarves. You guys hear some people that are kind of. It sounds like they're laughing. It sounds like they might be kind of like bickering with each other. It sounds very distant, though. So it doesn't sound like it's in like the next room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you get into this room, they're not going to move you from the center, from the focus.
Oh, my bad.
The focal point of this room.
Stepping on it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he might want to step on it. A slab of stone sits against the north wall of this room. Its front emblazoned with a carving of fire under a stone arch. A blood-stained length of chain sits atop the slab between a pair of unlit censers.
Looks like an altar, huh?
Roll me religion.
Oh boy.
I know Sandor doesn't even need to roll. I'm sure he already knows. But I shall roll. Oh wow, Nat 1.
Oh.
Well, this is a mighty fine altar to Torag. Wouldn't you say so, Sandor? Surprised to see it.
Oh my god.
Xander, you instantly get a migraine from him just saying it.
Kesra's like, even I know that was a stupid thing to say.
So, Garn got a natural 1.
Yep.
I got a natural 20.
makes sense. It is clearly a shrine to Droskar.
Yeah, Torag. Torag. Wow, I just feel bad now.
Are you okay to go on, Sandor? You look ill.
Yeah.
There's no magic emanating from this altar, right?
There's not. But you do find what appears to be some offerings that are on here. It looks like there's like a few gold coins. There's like a tiny bottle of whiskey. There's like a finely crafted ring of some kind. Not that it would be worth much money, but it looks like there is some sort of offering system going on.
I instantly swipe all of it.
I was about to say, it's like, is there a way we can fine with desecrating this?
Well, I don't understand why we desecrated. I think we should probably provide an offering to Torag before proceeding. It seems like the only right thing to do.
The Kessler's just like grabbing the coins and shit, and he looks at Sandor. It's like, you're all right with this, right?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
All right, good. Just making sure. I would take it anyway, but there would be a problem, right? Just making sure.
I'd have to make you.
Sandor, are you a worship of Torag? I don't think I've ever asked.
No.
Oh.
So Garn, yeah, if he proceeds to kneel in front of the altar.
Torag, I don't know why your altar is here.
Sandor quickly dives into the corner to avoid the lightning bolt that's about to strike him.
Anvil just falls out of the sky and smashes
him. Boom.
God, get up. Get up. God.
Gives him another
bump. Stop making a fool of yourself.
What are you talking about, Ambrose? This is clearly an altar to Torag, and, you know, Fraston's been rubbing off on me a little bit. I
think that poison's gone to his head.
Have you gone daft?
Roll another fortitude save, just in case.
Yeah, might as well.
Take psychic
damage. I'm remembering a memory of the last Torag shrine I saw. Quite like this.
All covered in blood.
All covered
just
in
like
blood.
Just like Torag loves.
Blood, Torag sweat, loves tears. That stuff. You're right.
Torag loves the blood of slaves on his hands.
Oh, this is... It's the, you all are acting like I'm making a fool of myself or something, but... I don't quite understand.
Why are you being mean? Why are you being mean? Because it's really easy right now.
Alright. You guys want to go to the next room?
Yep.
Okay. If you... closer you get, you can hear some more people talking. Carrying on.
Where's Luca, by the way?
Oh, right. Him.
Left him.
Him.
I left him in the other room.
Left him there to throw trash in the lava.
Dispose of him.
Stay here and work.
I don't know. I would also kind of feel like the person going, like, pit of lava, and then looking at the shelves and being like, and just start throwing, like, the shelves in there, too. I don't know. Like,
the shelf itself.
Oh, my God. If I was subjected to such a thing, I'd been like, what can burn? And then I'll just start throwing shit into it.
Have you ever seen the industrial blenders?
The threshers? Oh my god.
Yeah, just like some people rent them or something like that, and they can put like entire like lawnmowers and like just like all of these like pieces of metal, and it just grinds them up, and I'm like, I would lose my whole house because I would just be like, throw this in there. Throw that in there.
It's like the video someone throws like a manhole cover in there and it just goes through it. I'm like, God damn, that is horrifying.
Yeah, just chews it to bits, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty insane, but there's a reason why not everybody has those.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so Garn looks back at the group and shall we just go in? Anyone want to prepare anything or any sort of tactic? I'm used to just...
I mean, I could blur you again.
Oh. Really now? It'd be quite useful.
Yeah, I won't blur. I'll blur. Yeah. All right. Again.
I will blur, leave it on a token.
And then I push the door open, shield raised, expecting a fight.
Okay. You open the door. A set of four uncomfortable-looking stone beds line either side of this room.
Look at those comfy beds of stone. Reminds me of home.
I think because I have blur on me, I'm going to kind of move with haste.
Okay.
Because I don't want this to expire. So
I didn't haste you, silly.
So I'm just going to next one, open it up.
It takes you a whole minute to walk to the other side.
I knew it!
Turns out this room is way bigger than you think.
You get to the other side of the room. When you open it up, don't walk in just yet, because the southern portion of this room contains a pair of stone tables surrounded by chairs. When you open up the door, you see four figures sitting down at the tables on the other side of the door, on the other side of the room from the door you just walked in. They are two more Scarlet Triad agents, men this time, and two of the corrupted Dwarven guards that you had encountered.
Fuck, I hate these guys.
Oh boy.
And they look up and they just go, "Who the fuck are you?"
We're here to end this operation. You can line up and die quietly, or you can put up your fight like men.
Get him! Please roll initiative.
We're here to cover your shift. Ah, damn it, I said it too late.
Shit. Oh, they gave me my PTO request. Awesome.
I really want to be rolling decently with this one, because I want to start throwing fireballs before Karn gets in there.
Karn walks into the way. All right. I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay. Going. Oh, God. One of them got a natural one.
I'll take that.
That's a Kezra number. All right. Speaking of Kezra, what'd you go?
20.
Mm. Oh my god!
Yikes!
Okay. Is that a natural one for you?
Natural two.
Oh, okay. Ambrose, what'd you get?
33.
Well, if you weren't busy humping that stone bed in Foundry, rolling dice.
Hey, don't out me like that.
Sandor, what'd you get?
36.
And Garn.
Garn got a 30.
30.
And he will do a battle cry as well as soon as he sees these people.
All right. And who are you going against?
The first person in the crook guard that's like right there. Okay. Because he can only see. It's actually funny. You got the two short dwarves right in front of him, so he's like, "Oh, I can see right over there."
Oh, I can see that guy. Okay,
please, it's not just. Let's see if I can do this. So you betray your oath and your order just simply to die. Fine, so be it. Prepare to meet your doom. And so he is going to roll. Yeah, the plus 26 to intimidation is so good.
Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
40.
Okay. So that is a success. So he is frightened. One. Yeah, these guys are pretty tough.
I think they're tougher than the other ones, to be honest.
Yeah.
Alright. So the corrupt guard, the one that is not frightened, he is going first. He is going to take an action to stand up, take an action to grab his maul, and he's going to move right here to be on the other side of the door. Then it comes to the corrupt guard's turn, the one that is frightened.
So if someone moves up to me, I can attack for... No, I haven't gone yet, so I'm at reaction, whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Plus, you would need reach in order to...
I have reach.
Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha. Alright, the other one, the one that is frightened, he is going to do the same thing. Stand up, grab his maul, and then go to the other side of the door.
Okay.
So now, the door is now flanked. So if anybody comes through there, then they are both going to get a swing on them.
Oh, this is going to be so good. This is going to be so freaking good.
Then it comes to Sandor, your turn.
Light it up, 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 light it up, 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 light
it up. I mean, yeah, can I get all of them with a fireball?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. Just from the three-point line. Right over Garn. Make go. Reflex saves.
Okay, going left to right. First dwarf got a 39.
Saves.
Okay. Second dwarf got a 33.
That saves.
Just saves, okay. Then it comes to the Scarlet Triad Agent, 28.
Oh. Fails.
That's a fail, yeah. And then the last one...
32. This just saves.
Just saves. Okay, so three saves and one fail.
Oh, not the best roll. 22 points fire damage.
Okay. So 22 for the one, and then 11 across the board for the others.
Not quite as good as this open, but, you know.
Pretty spry. Beefy. Pretty beefy with armor, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay. Ambrose, comes to your turn.
Okay, let's see here. They're spread apart so annoyingly right now.
But you don't have a fireball?
No, I don't have as many spells as you do, sir.
All right, everybody get your fireballs ready.
Everyone get your fireballs.
Oh, I forgot mine at home.
Never leave home without your fireballs, Jake.
I know, I'm just thinking, I'm like... obviously not going to jump into that room right now.
I will say you have a an elemental gem.
Yes.
Of living landslide. That's a fun little thing you're tossing there.
What?
Oh, that summoning item you guys got a while ago.
Do you?
Yeah, two of them.
Do you remember what it was though? Like what level?
Let's see. Casting a fifth level summon elemental, and this one is the living landslide.
So I summon Fleetwood Mac.
Landslide.
Let's see. I'm just looking first if it's even worth it. I mean,
living landslides are cool.
I mean, they are.
Yeah, item 10.
Yeah.
Maybe it could draw fire, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing this thing has too was the sliding earth, which means that it can move in a straight line and then trip all the creatures like in its path. And at the very least, it can provide some flank,
right?
Correct.
Bonuses. So.
Oh, that would be sick.
That would be sick. So we have two of them, right?
Yeah, two of them.
So is it one crystal and one in it, or is it one and then there's two living landslides in the one crystal?
You have two crystals, so one crystal per living landslide.
Okay. I guess. Yeah, so Ambrose, he will kind of, like, look into the room and see, like, that there's still too much occluded by shadow right now for, like, him. All he actually sees at this point is, this agent, like, straight ahead. But...
Oh, yeah, because the dwarves are kind of out of the way, aren't they?
Yeah, yep. The dwarves are big sneaky. Mm-hmm. So he's going to take out of his pocket one of those little crystals, one action. I guess second action. Is it three actions or just two actions?
Elemental Gen is two actions to activate.
So I have to pull it out first and then two actions to activate it.
To activate it, yeah.
So that's why it's kind of like a three action thing.
Right. Okay, so... Damn, I guess he'll do that though. I mean, might as well. So he'll activate it. He goes, well, let's see if he'll... The Trail to the Earth will do anything about this, and throw a living landslide into the room.
Okay.
Landslide.
Oh, a living landslide. So it's right behind the dwarf on the north side.
Okay. Yeah, if anything, it'll be like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah.
So.
They're summoning things.
Woo, it's like what I do. That's it.
Okay. Then, does it work in the same way that the living landslide gets its turn now?
I would assume so.
Yeah, it says it's like you're casting the spell, so when you cast the spell...
Well, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could I actually have him summon here or no?
Yeah.
Would he be flanking at this point?
flanking with Garn?
I have reach.
No, I know that. I was thinking because of all the cover and stuff like that.
Does cover prevent flanking is a good question.
I think it counteracts it, because if you have cover, then you get the +2, but then if you're off guard, you get a -2. So I think it counteracts it. I believe.
So are we saying that I'm essentially ignoring cover with this situation? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So whatever cover they had, yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, so it's just going to swing at him. It doesn't seem like he really has anything else on his character sheet here. Melee. Fist. All right.
Yeah, just smash.
One hit hard.
I hit hard. I living landslide. Right. Let's see. God, he's probably not going to hit, though. His two hit compared to everything right now is kind of abysmal. 26.
Yeah, definitely a miss.
And he's going to try again with the map. That's definitely a miss.
Okay.
It had to be a natural 20, and even then, I think it wouldn't even work.
Oh, because of the bonuses. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe. So, okay. After Ambrose, it comes to Garn, who is blurred.
Who is what?
Blurred.
Oh, yes. Blur Garn will... he can see them around the corner. He knows they have cover, but he's got reach on his weapon because he has his eminence in his weapon. He doesn't want to lose that, so he's not going to trigger his spark of transcendence. He is just going to strike out his weapon.
Okay.
So, you know, you get some sweet bonuses with that, with the eminence there. I don't know if that is going to do it with a 31.
That is not. Not going to do it.
So, second action, I'm going to try again. Let's try another die. Give another dice a chance. Oh, that is a lot better with a 17 on the die. Mm-hmm. So that would be a 38.
That is a hit.
All right. That is good, good, good. Then I get to roll so much fun extra dice because I have so many beautiful runes on this thing.
Kraftgard sees all the dice you're holding and is like, no, no, wait. That's a lot. That's a lot of dice.
Oh, and I got my strength back. Okay, let me just double check something. So 18 plus 3 is 21. And then plus an additional 4. So that is 25 points of damage.
Ooh. Okay.
And I call out to them. Any of you gonna face me like a man? Or have you completely given up your dwarven heritage? And raises shield.
Okay. Comes to the agent's turns. So this agent, this is the one that is on the south side.
Yep.
So she is going to take a step and get behind the table, grab a blowgun, and then shoot it at you, Garn.
Okay.
So.
I'm all tanked up.
I know.
Let's see.
Blowgun at you. 35 to hit.
Oh, it hits exactly. Come on, Jake.
Wait, you're concealed. You're concealed.
Hold was on. It a
loaded? Oh, blur, what? Blur, blur, blur.
Was it a loaded blowgun?
All ranged weapons are loaded.
All blowguns are loaded. All right.
Yeah. I used to run a game with blowguns, and I know you can just keep them in there. So.
Fair enough.
That's bad.
I'm an expert, is what I'm saying. and of course, on the concealment, I get a natural 20.
Yay!
Awesome. okay.
So. Interesting. Yeah.
Yep, just to hit then. So I'm gonna need two fortitude saves.
Right, 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 right. 28.
So success. Oof. And then the second one is the
purple worm
poison.
Come on, purple worm. I really don't want to deal with this. I hate dealing with poisons. Come on, Garn. Garn, why? Why? 28.
That's a fail. So you are once again dealing with purple worm poison.
Just got purple wormed.
Yep. Get wormed. so that is going to be 25 points of poison.
Oh my god!
And you're enfeebled 2 again.
Oh my god!
I hate this so, so much. So annoying.
Do you remember when we were playing Sticky Business and I think it was the Drakes
that
hit Jeremy with poison, and I swear it went on for minutes because. Dr. Britt kept healing you.
Yes, yes.
But he couldn't do anything about the poisons.
No, no.
She's like, come on, buddy. You can kick it, I promise.
20 minutes of the stream, just me trying to kick the poison.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to see how long it goes. It went on really long. No. all right, that was her turn. This is the one that got the natural one now. So she is going to... She's going to try to hit Sandor with this.
No!
Why?
Grabs her blowgun, shoots it. Swunk. Natural 20.
Oh my misses. Gosh.
I was just thinking how funny it would be to get like the piercing, like roll a fortitude save or you die on a blowgun attack. Like, would anything be worse and more miserable than dying from a blowgun one hit kill?
Right in the neck.
Oh my Come God. On with this.
Right in the carotid artery.
Momentum. You gain a +2 circumstance bonus to all attack rolls until the end of your next turn.
Oh, cool. Alright, I'll mark that somewhere. So +2 to all attacks until the end of my next turn. Yeah. Nice. Alright, Wizard, make me 2 fortitude saves.
Alright.
Wizard!
First one is 35.
Success, you're fine. Then make me that purple worm poison. You know all about this stuff.
I do, and that was, the first one was a 14, the second one was a 15 on the die. So,
okay, so
36.
36, all right, so you're fine.
What's it like to roll well, John?
Awesome, honestly.
Sorry, you do take 14 points of damage from the blowgun itself.
Was that even with the crit?
Yes.
Blowguns
remember, it's 7 normally. it's just the flat damage. Yep.
Gotcha.
So, yep. Next, she will load another one and shoot it again. Shoot you again.
Gasp.
See if she can do it. Oh my god. Oh, she's so good at this. 39 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Alright, take 7 points of piercing.
Ow.
And then make me those 42 saves again.
Gosh.
Jesus Christ.
Another
15.
Oh!
Another 15. Oh, that's a 5. Fuck.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no. All right. So what's the total?
Total is... Thanks for talking about how good I rolled, Tim.
You're welcome.
It's 26.
Yes, that is a fail. So you are going to be taking... 19 points of poison.
How?
And you're enfeebled too.
I don't like that.
Kezzer, it's your turn, and you can save the day, buddy.
And I can what?
You can save the day.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but he pulls out a scroll. He looks at Garn, and he rolls it up, and he smacks you with it. That's how I want to use the spell. You begin swirling with color. And everybody adjacent to you is dazzled, including us.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Whoa.
Holy shit.
Is there a save on this?
Nope. Not for the dazzled. There's other things in the spell, but we'll save that for
but
we'll
the save dazzled that for when it's relevant.
But yeah, anybody adjacent to you is dazzled, so.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, I will dazzle my 2 guys, and you can dazzle your 3.
Man, as if Garn wasn't already fabulous enough.
I know, you just made him.
Dazzling!
Dazzling! Okay, so dazzled just means overstimulated.
DC 5.
Your vision is swimming. Yeah.
So you have to hit the DC 5, then you have to hit the blur. Well, no, because it's concealed. Blur is concealed. It's the same, right?
Because it probably doesn't stack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not concealed and then concealed. Sorry. There's no, like, 2 layers of concealment.
The dazzled isn't the part of the spell I care much about.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, well, the 2 corrupt guards are going. So it is the top one's turn first. Bottom one's turn. So as we see, he takes his maul in his 2 hands and he pulls it up. And he is going to try and, let's see. He's going to do his improved knockdown. So he pulls it up into the air, and he just tries to just hit you in, like, the head. To just, like, pound you down into the ground.
All right, so to make sure I'm understanding things right, when we first walked into this room, you said that they needed reach, that I needed reach to attack these creatures. So are they stepping in front, or was it not actually reach that I needed?
They're 5 feet from you now.
Oh, okay. I must have misheard something. My bad.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry if I misconstrued anything.
Oh, you can.
Okay. Maul strike on you, 31, which is going to be...
Well, that's the flat check.
That's the flat check. Oh. The flat check is a 3, so that is that was bad.
Awesome.
So he actually missed on that. And that was a 2 action attack that he was trying to do.
Whoa!
So
burn 2 whole actions.
And then he will try and just do a regular attack after that with the map and a miss.
Dang.
Yeah, let me check the. He did make it with that lane. Let me see if he actually
the flat.
The flat.
Because that was just the flat.
Right.
So he makes it with the conceal and then he hits with a 35.
Yep.
Okay. He hits you.
He does.
Oh. Kelly's like, fun time!
Roll a will save.
Okay. Does this happen before damage?
A creature that hits the target with a melee attack must attempt a will save. I don't think it will matter for the attack. Okay. So you're going to get the attack no matter what.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So take 30 damage.
All right.
Ow.
And then...
Yeah.
And then it will save. 35.
All right. Nothing happens to you.
Okay. Here's your second chance to do all that. The other Corrupt Guard is going to do the same thing.
Okay, it's the blur.
So do the blur first. I'm going to do it properly this time. Succeeded.
Okay.
And then he's going to do his improved knockdown, okay. So he's going to try to knock you down just like the last guy tried.
And this is against my Fortitude DC?
So with the improved knockdown, it says can dash their foe to the ground with a single blow. They attempt a single melee strike.
Got it.
So it's just a regular strike. If the strike hits, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So 42 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. If the strike hits, also apply critical success effect of a trip. If they use a two-handed weapon, such as maul for the strike, they can use the weapon damage die instead of the regular die for the damage from a critical trip.
Whoa.
So I'm going to do regular damage here. So 31. Yeah, 31 total damage. And
roll
then...
the will save?
Oh, yes, the will save. Of course. 30.
That's a fail. So you hit him, and just like explosion of color blasts out on you, and you are blinded for one round.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Okay.
Cloak of Colors is the spell.
Cool. Oh, that's so okay. Cool.
This lasts for 1 minute.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay then. Okay, so he's blinded.
So it's a DC 11. Flat check.
DC 11 to try to hit you again. Okay. So no, you would still be knocked down.
Yep.
Because it says.
And you take the one and you take the D6 for falling.
Well, he uses weapon damage die because of his
that's already calculated in. So then he'll try to strike you on the ground. But he has to get a DC 11 this time.
Yep, because he's blind. Okay.
And it was a fail.
Sweet. Man, amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Okay. And so because he's blinded, okay. All right. So he hits you, and he goes to like, he's like, what the? And he tries to hit you again, and he just hits the ground next to you. And he's just like, what happened? Where is he?
So good.
Sandor, it comes up to your turn. These colors are flashing and blasting everywhere, and Garn is on the ground. You can kind of see him. And you're kind of out in the open here with Garn on the ground like that. And with that, I'll see you guys next time.
Hey.
Yep.
Just getting started, baby. We're just getting started.